Blog Talk Radio.
Got the numbers one show. All right, a little, give me that Lauren Hardy.
No, okay, hang on.
In
I gotta get
sight.
Back to the screen. Yep, I gotta go to Lauren Hardy. Oh, for God's sakes, this thing takes so long. Okay, that's better. Laurel and Hardy
in
coming your way, sir.
What do you need help with, Ollie? First of all, I can't fit through the door. Take that molding off. The molding? You mean you want me to? You want me to get to destroy the door? No, don't destroy the door. Just remove the molding. Well, I don't know if the landlord is gonna like that. He comes around for the rent and he sees there's no molding. He's gonna go molding. Would you cut that out? Oh, what's the matter, Ollie? Oh, I've got a horrible toothache. Oh, a toothache. But now, wait a minute. I think I can help with that. What do you mean? Well, my uncle used to be a dentist. Your uncle was a dentist? That's right. I never told you, but I watched him pull a lot of teeth. Ah, never mind. Don't get any ideas that you're going to pull my tooth. Well, no, I wouldn't do that because I'm not qualified. But I learned a trick from my grandpa. Trick from your grandpa? Yeah, and since it's a little past Halloween, this will be a trick or treat. Oh, my tooth is killing me. Ah. Come on, don't worry. Now, come on outside. Outside? What for? Well, we have to go out in the street to help your tooth. Oh. And now, wait a minute. Oh, pardon me, sir. Do you mind if I borrow your car? What? What are you talking about? What kind of a maniac I borrow my car? Well, you can drive, but hey, Ollie, and now take this string and put it around your tooth. What? Put it around your tooth. Go ahead. Pardon me, sir. Would you mind attaching this to the bumper of your car? What kind of a fiasco is this? What are you boys up to? But nothing. See, we don't want it. You can drive away as soon as you attach this to your car. Now listen, Ollie. Hold on to that pole with all your life. What? What are you talking about? Just close your mouth. Keep your mouth closed, and you'll be all right. All right, sir. Thank you so much for the use of your car. Ollie? Ollie, talk to me. Talk to me, Ollie. Are you there? Ollie, please. Please talk to me. Tell me you're there. I'm here, but you're not all there. Look what you did to my mouth. Not only do I have a toothache, my mouth is bleeding. But you better call the emergency. Stupid idiot. Put the cord on the back of a car and have the fella drive away. What kind of a moronic trick is that? Well, it worked for my grandfather. He never went to a dentist in his life. How many teeth did he have in his mouth? Well, none. He didn't need it. That's why he didn't need a dentist. Oh, get out. All right, in a sight frolic around the world. And brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Yeah. Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank you so much for all your help. Big East. Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. You want to check out their email and rescue and help the Akita. All right, Inner Sight. And we're brought to you by the Day for Milton. Anyone out there would like to create a Day for Milton in any one of the states? Give us a call. Send us an email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com. And if you're local here in Suffolk County, New York, go over to Shelby's Kitchen, a great catering place, lunch, dinner, and you'll see the wonderful presence of Milton, the guide dog over there, who was killed at that Guide Dog Foundation over a year ago.
Can you believe it's been that long?
They have made no attempt to reconcile with Michelle or to help her. Michelle, the owner of Milton. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Inner Sight, phone number 631-224-3090. And talking about Shelby's Kitchen, the number over there is 631-286-0444 for all your catering needs. Tom and Michelle and Shelby's Kitchen. And when you're over there, check out all the press of Milton, the guide dog. Inner Sight, Frolic tonight, brought to you by Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez. Third Eye Insight, you want to learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Give Devin a call. All right, we're here tonight, 8 to 9. We're here every night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. And we thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their support. 631-880-7929, Silo. Check them out. Put the Able News up.
Okay.
Able News and Inner Sight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. You need dog cat food? Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. You need food and you don't have the money to pay for it for your animal. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. Want to thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, iFlip Cleaners, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186 for their support of Inner Sight. Greatly appreciate it. And don't forget prayers for Mr. Kennedy's wife, Doreen. All right? Prayers have helped other people from Inner Sight. So keep them going. Keep those prayers coming. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Let's see. You got a great show. Louie will be here later on. We're hoping to have a Sweet Pepper Treat on.
Mm-hmm.
And the usual crazy rhetoric of the gang. Maybe we'll do some honeymooners. I don't know. Oh. Yeah, hold on. There's a caller on the Inner Sight hotline from a long-distance caller from across the sea. Hello? You're on Inner Sight Live, number one show in the world.
Hello? This is the CBC calling from British Columbia in Passapartout, England. Congratulations for being number one. We got the news from the ocean, you know. The ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. An old-fashioned way. Somebody sent a bottle on the ocean that tennis site is the number one show in the world on the disabled, and the bottle came up on distant shore. Were you distant shore? Oh, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you got a bottle on the ocean with a note in it? That's right. And we're calling because we want to knight your sight. Wait a minute. How are you going to knight my sight if I'm blind? No, no, no. We don't care about that. We know that some years ago you fought us and you won because some idiot wanted to take your dog and give you another one. We remember that. Al Doc was yelling at him. You know, you can't do that. Yeah, that Doc did yell at him. Yeah, that idiot over the British consulate. Well, we remember that, and now you're number one, and we should have listened to you years ago. So we're going to knight your sight. Knight my sight. Well, what kind of privileges does that afford me or allow me? Well, what it means is if you ever come to England, you've got carte blanche. Carte blanche in England. I don't know. I've never been to England, but what does that mean? I get a free hotel and everything. Carte blanche. Just
nice.
Let us know. Just tell them to ask for Jimmy from the U.S., from the British government. You know, I'm with the embassy, and they've asked me to convey our congratulations to the Inner Sighter. Inner Sighter. Well, that's a new way of putting it, but, thank you so much. And we happen to know that you got a beautiful letter from Lizzie. Yeah, yeah, Lizzie, a big dog lover, did send me a beautiful letter, and that letter got published, I understand, and that's one of the things that straightened you guys out. Now, you know, one thing I'm glad to hear that you're still straightened out. You didn't go back to your old ways. Oh, no, we would never resort to aggravation of the Declaration of Independence Dog Day. Every dog has its day, you know. Right. Now, listen, let me ask you something, Jimmy. What about a day for Milton over there? Well, it's very possible, yes. A day for Milton in England, yes. The great, great guide dog who deserves better treatment. So just come along and hurry along. Let us know. Well, I don't like to fly, you know. We'll send a boat for you. Now, just go down to the sea and get on the boat. Get on the boat. Wait a minute. Well, I hope it's not a banana boat. No, no. No banana boat. This is a British carrier. British carrier. Well, yes, you'll have to. We'll make sure you're well protected coming across. All right, Jimmy. Thank you so much for your call. And from now on, it's not just Inner Sight. It's Sir Inner Sight. Sir Inner Sight. How you like that? Number one.
You got knighted.
Sir Inner Sight. Thank you very much. All right, there you have it. Word has evidently gotten across the ocean. I hope that bottle didn't have any liquor in it, and the guy got drunk. And he wasn't real. I don't know. Anyway.
But how would he know all
look
that?
Up the British. We'll look up the British embassy. See if there's a guy named Jimmy who's an ambassador.
Oh, okay, hang on.
Let's see if we can find him.
P.S. We got.
All right. We got what?
We have Pepper on the phone.
Oh, all right. Sweet Pepper Treat.
Yeah.
On the Inner Sight number one show. And here she is. Hey. Sweet Pepper.
Hey, Sweet Pepper. Hold on, let me open your mic. I don't know why it's not opening. Hold on, Frank.
Well, that would.
Here it is.
On Amazon Music.
Pause.
Hey, you.
Hey.
Hey.
Hang on now. Hang on, I'm trying to figure out this Alexa.
Yeah, yeah, we got.
Alexa, stop.
Got you on the air. Hey, how's it feel to be on the number one show?
Be all.
It feels great. Congratulations to you all.
You're part of it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, though.
Yeah. You helped, George.
You helped, yeah. We all did. We all pitched in, which is great.
Yeah, all done a great job, yes.
Thank you.
Then you're interrupting the guest.
Well, this deserves
right.
it a little, just to
no,
say number one.
She is not interrupting me. She is doing just fine. I was speaking to both of y'all.
Talking when you were talking.
No, no, she wasn't.
Anyway, you got a good couple of songs for us?
Well, I've got one called I Ain't Getting Nothing for Christmas.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, that Christmas song, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Because Christmas is coming.
Oh, God,
it's an
God,
early
yeah.
one, but it's a good one.
Do you want something else?
No.
Nah.
I like that.
Okay. All right.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I like to play.
All right.
Welcome to the view.
Oh, shoot.
Your performance is...
Alexa, stop. Guys, that's my son, so I'm having a hard time. I'm not... Alexa, play I Ain't Getting Nothing for Christmas.
Yeah,
I'm getting
right.
Nothing for Christmas by Billy Pressman on Amazon Music.
Alexa, volume up. Alexa, volume up.
That song reminds me of when I was in school one Christmas, and I put a tack on the teacher's chair, and I got in trouble because somebody snitched on me. And the teacher went and sat down and let out this big scream, and we didn't know what it was. You know, we were all blind, you know. And what happened, Miss Mom? Who did this? Who put this thing on my seat? And the principal came in, and he had examined Miss Ma, and he said, "Bertie," he said, "I hate to tell you this, but your hind end is bleeding." And we all stopped. We started laughing. He had to go to the nurse's office and get a Band-Aid on it. All right, in a sight. So don't be bad for Christmas. You got another song?
Think I do. I'm here. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Alexa,
yeah,
play.
If you got another song, it'd be cool. Tell us what that
Oh, it's not a funny one. Never mind. Alexa, stop.
All right.
Ray Stevens has a funny Christmas song, but I can't remember what it is. And I was going to play it, but I can't find it. So,
you don't know the title.
Let me see. Hang on. Hang on. I'm going to try to find another one.
All right. Yeah, Christmas is not that far off. I mean, Christmas is next month. So, you know, got to start thinking about that. And what I want for Christmas is a million names on our petition. That would be the best Christmas present I ever got. A million names on that. All right, in the sight, frolic, round the world.
All right, we got it.
Got it.
Sipped off your sugar plum, honey, on an angel face, you know you better be good. Act like you find the sugar. Be careful what you say. Cause Santa Claus watching you. You better kiss me and hold me tight. Give me good love and every night. Cause Santa Claus watching you. Well, you can sneak around and get away from, but there ain't no way. Cause that's so foolish.
Crime don't pay.
You can't do something because you're never alone. Leaving out a wiretap on your phone. So, baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
Break my heart and leave me alone.
When Christmas comes, you cry.
Cause Santa Claus is watching. Yeah, Santa Claus is watching. Santa Claus got his eyes on you, baby. It's over for you. You better watch out. Look out, Santa Claus is now peeping around the corner. You and Jesus, you know that he's wild. You know, think about it. He ain't gonna get away with it. You understand? I mean, you have to be true blue through and through, or Santa ain't gonna get you.
Mike says stop.
All right, in the sight. That sounds like a Chef Willie song.
Yeah,
Ray Stevens.
Oh, Ray Stevens.
Yeah, but I bet you Chef Willie wrote it. We all know what Chef Willie wants.
No.
He wants some clothes because he don't look good naked.
Woo! That
yeah, there's a guy over here. The guy over here, his name is Harry. He hangs out on the street. I said, Harry, what do you want for Christmas? He says, I want Peeping Tom. Peeping Tom to be made legal. Peeping Tom to be made legal. Why, he's still in jail. All right. Imagine if they made Peeping Tom legal order.
Oh,
women
God.
And Santa Claus is watching me.
Yeah.
Women be out there carrying shotguns.
Woo!
Right.
Guess what, Frank? We have a slew of people, which is great. I love it.
They'd never get away with it in Texas, that's for sure. All right, inner sight. Sweet Pepper Treat, the DJ on that one. Hey, you were great, man. Hey, you got another song?
No, darling, I ain't got no more lined up right now.
Okay. Well, that's good. The two of them is good. It was very funny. What do you want for Christmas, Sweet Pepper Treat?
I know what I'm getting, a bundle of switches and a clump of coal. I've been a bad girl.
Uh-oh.
You've been a bad girl, huh? Well, I might have to come over there and straighten you out. Dress up like Santa Claus. I wonder if there's ever been a blind Santa Claus.
Probably
hey,
not.
No idea.
Thank you so much, Pep, for that.
You're welcome.
Hope you
come
back.
I sure will. Y'all have a good night.
Hope
can
you
I
see
Pepper?
You Tuesday night for love song.
Cut.
All right, in sight. Number one in the world. Live from Hollywood, New York. And give me some honeymoon music. You got any honeymoon music around?
Yeah, we do. Hang on, I'm just waiting for the screen. Here it comes.
Give me some of that, Jack. got a headache. Sorry, Ralph. Can't you just come in real quiet and say hello, Ralph? Hello, Ralph. Oh. Now listen, Norton. I'm in dire straits. What's the matter, Ralph? What's the matter? Well, you know, I owe money at the lodge with the dues, and they're gonna throw me out if I don't pay. I need $25. $25? I ain't got $25. I got 25 cents. You can have. 25 cents is no good. Well, sorry, Ralph. I wish I could help you. What's that bag over there? Where are you going on a little trip? Nothing. I found it on the bus. Somebody left it on the bus. Well, maybe the bag is worth $25. Somebody might want to buy it, see? Nah, you never get you have to be a real maniac to buy that for $25. You want to buy it? Nah, I don't want it. Well, maybe there's something in the bag that you could sell for $25. Nothing in the bag of any value. Somebody would have claimed it. Well, it can't hurt to open it up there and you make sure. Just remember, good things come in little packages. Don't get smart, Norton. Open the bag, Ralph. Hey, Ralph, I can't understand a word you're saying. The bag is full of money. Enough money in here to keep you in pizza for the rest of your life. It's money. I'm rich. Look at all this money, Norton. Gee, I hope some poor guy didn't leave that on the bus and he's missing it. Poor guy, what are you, a maniac? No one would a poor guy be doing with all this money. He's got to be rich.
Ralph, where'd you get all this money?
How do you like it, Alice? You wanted your ship to come in? Well, here it is, the Queen Mary.
Ralph, how do you know this money's good? It might be false. It might be fake money.
There she is, already complaining. I give her all this money and she's still complaining, just like a woman. Gee, I hope the lesbians don't come after me. No offense, Andrea, if you're listening. Girl came up.
They're gonna beat your butt.
A girl came up to me and says, I don't try to hit on me. I'm a lesbian. I said, well, I like lesbians. I'm gonna.
Ralph, you know that $100 bill you gave to Tommy?
Yeah.
Well, Tommy's in jail. It was counterfeit.
Counterfeit? Dum-dum-dum. Counterfeit, please, dragnet. Counterfeit. Martin, fill the car with gas and head it toward Mexico. South of the border? Well, I don't mean north of Los Angeles. South of the border. South of the border. Will you cut that out? South Mexico Way. Where I first saw her. She killed me that day. Cut that out. Anyway, counterfeit money.
I'm going down to the Tommy's mother and try to explain this to her.
Wait a minute, Alice. Here you are. Give her another $500. I'll shut her up.
Are you crazy? That money's no good.
All right, in a sight. Louis supposed to be here.
Yeah, he went on and off.
Forgot.
So. No, he didn't forget.
Oh, all right. Louis, where are you?
That's basically it.
Come on in, Lou. Louis the Lip on Degradation of Operation of Inner Sight number one.
Okay.
Number one, Inner Sight, Louis the Lip.
And here he is. Always.
All right. 840 New York. Louis on Inner Sight.
Hey, Louis,
let me ask you a question.
Sure. Name the sound and name Louis Rivera.
Yeah. You ever been to Mexico down south of the border?
I can eat some tacos and nachos and burritos.
Making me hungry.
You were there? You never went to Mexico. No. Puerto Rico, you were.
Yeah.
I know Puerto Rico, but I'm not Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You know, they got a lot of Cuchan teachers down there in Mexico.
Sorry.
Over there, they got it. Got it in there. Yeah. Hey, Louis. What'd you do for Halloween? What'd you do for Halloween?
I didn't go nowhere on Halloween.
You didn't go out?
If I go trick-or-treating, I bring home a lot of candy. I got no room for two bags.
Yeah, did you get any candy?
I can't eat them. I put it away, though.
Oh, you can't eat all that candy. You'll blow up like a balloon and fly away.
Yeah, make you go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now that you got your gas bag full, why don't you fly away, you know?
How about this one? I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Lobs Rob and Connie Chrissy are mad.
Uh-oh.
You like that song, huh?
That's a novelty song.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie. How you doing?
The nicest man on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, hey, Louie. Inner Sight is the number one show on the disabled.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, what's the same? Well, numero uno el radio de Blato Radio de Inner Sight el viernes de 8 de 9 de la noche.
There you go.
That's it. Well, and part of the reason why we're number one is because we got Louis Rivera on here.
Yeah, that's right.
And why don't you guy Buffy Casalvo tonight?
Hey, Louis, what do you say when you meet a beautiful Spanish girl? Señorita,
I can sing a couple songs.
Aww, that's cute.
You sing her a song?
Yeah, why don't you try it out here?
What kind of song
Navidad,
do you sing?
Navidad, alegre Navidad. Navidad, Navidad, alegre Navidad. Todo es un majelata, ta, Navidad. Un doce en la casa, son felicidad. Navidad, Navidad, alegre Navidad. Lole, 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 la. La I tiene Carmen, con los cuna. Por eso que nunca pa' más la felicidad. Navidad, Navidad, alegre Navidad. Navidad, Navidad, alegre Navidad. Ta-da-da-tan, ta-tan, ta-da-tan, ta-tan, 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 ta-tan. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
before you said, what'd you say, La Pangola? Did she hit you before or after?
That's Alegre Navidad.
Oh, Feliz Navidad.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh. Hey, yeah, so you didn't get a lot of candy. A lot of people got a lot of candy, and you know what happened? They got filled up with gas.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Buffy Casalva got a lot of her candy.
Yeah, and they went on that website. The world's greatest fart. The world's greatest fart. I mean, whatever.
We are on TV. I got support. Yep.
The world's greatest.
I'm happy we're number one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so now the next big holiday is Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Where are you going to go
right
for Thanksgiving?
Right before my birthday.
Lou, where are you going to go for Thanksgiving?
Going to my sister's.
Oh, that's nice. Where does she live?
Central Iceland.
Long Island?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not far. So you
big
don't have
family
to go
will
there
be
far.
There. I'm going.
Yeah. Now, wait. Let me ask you a question. You're going over there. You're gonna eat. Now, do you have a private turkey or just do you eat the same turkey everybody else? They give you a special turkey, a Louis turkey or what?
Yeah, Louis turkey, yeah.
A whole turkey just for Louis.
Oh, my. He's going to be sleeping.
With stuffing and potatoes. And,
Yeah.
They stuff you like an old bird. They'll stuff you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's all that noise in the background? Where's that noise coming from?
I think it's
coming from.
I'm watching the Hubba Hubba Ladies.
What?
I'm
watching
the
Hubba Hubba Ladies.
Then quiet. What'd you say, Lou?
I'm watching those Hubba Hubba Ladies, those pretty ladies on television.
Oh, you're watching the lady, yeah, but when you're on the air, you got to turn it down.
I turn it down. I can hear the sound on the TV here. I turn it down a little bit.
Yes.
I took care
Otherwise,
of it.
We get interference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it, Frank. All right, continue.
All right. So you're going to go over there, and they're going to give you a private turkey with stuffing. Now, do you get a private pitcher of sangria too? A big pitcher.
I'm drinking 5 glasses of sangria.
Whoa.
5 glasses?
Yeah,
so you're
going to
eat that turkey. Yeah. Turkey with the stuffing, and then you're gonna wash it down with the sangria, and that's when the dance starts.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the... Hey, Louie. You ever see the bathroom dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, years ago, when I was going out with this girl, see, her brother, somebody was in the bathroom, and her little brother had to go to the bathroom, and he couldn't get in there. Somebody was in there, you know, and he's knocking on the door, banging on the door, and the mother came over and says, "Come on, hurry up. He's starting to do the dance." The bathroom dance. Now, wait a minute. When you have to go to the bathroom, then you do the dance. Does that help or does it make it work? I think it makes it work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't really help take away the sense. Hey, Lou, did you ever do the bathroom dance?
No, are you kidding me?
Why not? What do you mean? You never had to do the bathroom dance?
Go to Connie and Chrissy. He'll take me to the bathroom.
Yeah, man. If Connie and Chrissy had to do the bathroom dance, they'd be dancing outside
dance
the door.
I never heard that dance, the bathroom dance.
Yelling and screaming. You know, let me in there. Let me in. I'm doing the dance. Ah! Yep, that's the bathroom dance, folks.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to do that. One dance you don't want to do.
Yep.
All right, Louis Rivera. You got another song for us?
Grandma got ran over by reindeer.
There you go.
Oh, you like that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas.
Too early for Christmas.
Christmas tonight. Go ahead. Sing what you know of it.
Grandma got Antilly by a reindeer. Walking on a phone of my house New Year's Eve.
I wonder if she did the bathroom.
You can
then.
Say there's no such thing as Santa. As for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the turkey's on the table. I never beg her not to go. She forgot her take her love drops. And the turkey's so burned he can't eat it all.
Aww.
Now Grandma ate too much turkey.
And the turkey made a fig.
The bathroom dance.
And the bathroom made a fig.
Look out for Grandma.
And the bathroom got silver candles. And got some perfume, may a fig.
Fig.
Grandma got ran over by reindeer. Walking by my 30 socks Christmas Eve. You just say it's not such thing as dirty socks. As for me, my Aunt Tilly make believe.
All right.
All right, Lou.
Everybody's thinking about Christmas. I get that normal.
Yeah.
You know what I want for Christmas?
All right.
And
goodbye.
I have it in the song, but somebody's gotta sing it for me. It's gonna be
easy.
All right. Thanks,
my two
Lou.
Front teeth.
Louis, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Hey, what about this one before you get off the phone? I want for Christmas is my fruit front teeth, my fruit front teeth, my two front teeth. I don't want retention in my bathroom front teeth. If someone's laying an egg in the toilet, I'm no flirting in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm flirting.
All right.
Hey, Frank, don't forget to turn your clock an hour back tomorrow.
That's
right. Oh, tomorrow, yeah. All right.
I love you, Frank and Suzanne.
Oh, we love you too, though.
You take care, Frank and Suzanne.
Okay.
Hey, Lou, we'll see you on Tuesday.
Definitely.
Don't forget.
Well, last week I didn't call you. You're tied up. On Halloween, I didn't hear an answer.
That's all right.
Okay, take care,
hopefully
Frank. Have a good weekend.
Too.
Take care, Lou.
Bye-bye, guys.
Too.
Bye-bye. All right, we're ready.
All right, in a sight, number one program on the disabled in the world, and brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Monte Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, Go an Extra Mile. For a child, inner sight reminds you. All right. And, we used to have a lot of fun in school, especially around Christmas time. You know, it used to start right after Halloween, it would start, you know. And Jimmy Dinigan, of course, was the main pain in the ass in school. As a matter of fact, we called him that one year. Hey, Jimmy, you're the main pain.
What do you mean I'm your main? What are you talking about? I ain't main pain. I ain't pain.
You're the main pain in the ass. And one day, in his inevitable characteristic style, he came in and said, "Oh, I got a good
present for Christmas. Yeah, look, I got it right here. See this?
Miss Martha says,
"Jimmy, what is that?" "Oh, this is nice because it's called a grab bag. See? You put that in there and you grab something out, and whatever you grab is your present. Grab bag."
And then Jaden right away,
"Oh, I'm not going to put my hand in that bag. I'm scared. What do you got in that bag, Jimmy?" A couple of nice games, a couple of braille things, nothing to be scared of, Janie. Don't worry about it." "I don't know, Jimmy. I don't know if I trust you." "Oh, Janie, shut up and sit down. Jimmy, don't talk that way to her. And Miss Mark, are we gonna read the book now, the reader? See Jane run. Run, get run. Will you cut that out?"
Anyway, he's got this grab bag, see? And he's bugging Miss Moore.
"Miss Moore, I want to go up in the front of the room with the grab bag, and people come up and put their hand in there and grab whatever present they want at Christmas."
"Well, I don't know. I guess it'll be all right."
So she gives him permission. So he goes up. He's sitting on a chair in front of the blackboard, see? He's got the grab bag. So one or two people come up, put their hand in there, grab something out. And, you know, a little game or whatever it is, a little candy or whatever it is. Another guy comes up, puts his hand in there, and...
"Ow! Ow! 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 What you mean? What am I yelling for? What you mean? My finger! Ow! My finger!"
He pulls his finger out, and he's holding this mouse trap.
"You got it," Jimmy says. "Oh, you're lucky. You got the grand prize. You got the trapper."
"Jimmy, how could you do such a thing? You're branded. I'm sending you to Mr. Kramer."
"Oh, maybe Mr. Kramer will like the grab bag."
"Never mind that stupid."
He put a mouse trap in there to dope. And the poor kid hurt his finger. Yeah, that was Finnegan, man. He thought it was funny. Miss Ma wasn't laughing. And he
said, What's your mind with you, Miss Ma? No, half a humor?
A what?
Half a humor.
You mean a sense of humor?
Yeah, it's right there, half a humor.
That's not funny. That Johnny got hurt. I want you to apologize to him.
I'm sorry, Johnny. I forgot to put the mouse trap in there.
All right, Inner Sight. We'll see you Monday, man. Glad. Thanks so much for making us number one. Inner Sight.
Yay.
Freedom.
Wahoo!
I want to thank Sweet Pepper, all our guests, Louis the Lip. Everybody who helps us put the show together, all our donors, Inner Sight, round the world. Goodbye, world.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.